You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
In the midst of a rapidly changing world and society, God announces to everyone who will listen, "I am the Lord, I change not."
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Gracious Heavenly Father, you have placed us into a rapidly changing world. Not only do the things in our home and school and business change, people themselves change. Oftentimes, it seems there is nothing or no one to trust in. We come to you today with humble and repentant hearts, deeply thankful that the love and mercy you showed toward us never changes. We can depend on it every day of our lives. Thank you for telling us in your word that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Send us your Holy Spirit so that we constantly place our trust entirely in you and in no one else. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Several months ago, newspapers around the world carried a very interesting and dramatic story. The son of a royal family in Europe had asked the daughter of another wealthy family to marry him. The young lady looked forward with great anticipation to their coming marriage. After several months, however, the young man told her he no longer loved her and that he planned to marry someone else. She was deeply hurt. She felt she had been betrayed. After many weeks of grief, she announced her intentions of dedicating her entire life to serve as a missionary to Africa. This story received worldwide attention because it involved royalty and well-known personalities. However, similar situations occur thousands of times all over the world each day. Love turns to hate. Friends become enemies in a few hours. People who have lived as neighbors quickly change their attitude and want nothing to do with each other. Students who are close personal friends in grade school, high school, or college suddenly do all they can to avoid seeing one another. Marriage partners despise each other more than they ever loved one another. Each of you listening to this broadcast today can no doubt remember times in your own life when friendships and relationships changed, sometimes gradually, at other times very rapidly. We all like to believe, of course, that ruined relationships, lost friendships, and broken promises are the fault of the other person. If we are willing to take an honest look at ourselves, however, it is obvious that many times we ruined the relationship and broke the promise. God is different. While our feelings for others may change from day to day and even from hour to hour, the Lord never changes. He never destroys his relationship with anyone. He never breaks a promise. Our Lord reminds us of this through the prophet Malachi when he says, "I am the Lord, I change not." When you hear the Lord saying, "I change not," Does this shock you? How can there be someone who never changes? For most people, broken friendships and broken promises are the order of the day. This is what everyone expects. Broken promises are as much a part of our everyday life as getting up in the morning and going to bed at night. We cannot imagine someone who would keep his word and never break even one promise. Ruined relationships and broken promises have contributed greatly to the insecurity many people feel in our rapidly changing society. It forces us to ask, who can we count on? What can we believe in? Who can we trust? These conditions increase the difficulty of living in a society which already contains many uncertainties. A society in which people for years were led to believe their Social Security payments would take care of them in their later years. Now, however, the entire Social Security system seems to be in trouble. Many are unsure of what the future holds. Middle-aged people with families who have saved for years to buy a home all at once realize inflation has devalued their money. Their hopes and plans are destroyed. Young people attending college after graduation find that jobs they were promised are not available. In the midst of all this uncertainty, the promises of our almighty, all-loving, and changeless God are especially meaningful. To find someone who is not constantly changing and breaking promises is like a drowning person who finds a life preserver. Finally, there is something to hang on to. Our Lord's promises given to all who follow Him offer the only real hope in a rapidly changing and hopeless world. God's promises are too many to count. Each one is good news and provides absolutely reliable hope for the heart and for the soul. The greatest promise ever announced by God Himself in the entire history of the world is that He is a God of love and mercy. In His very first words to His people in the days of Malachi the prophet, God said, "I love you." He wanted the people to know that even though He is a God of holiness and righteousness, He is also a God of love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Throughout history, people have often seen God only as a judge waiting to catch someone doing something wrong. It is true. The God of the Bible is a God of holiness and righteousness, a God who hates sin and disobedience. We must never forget, however, that out of love He invites all people to turn from their sins and to follow Him. When we follow Him, we can be absolutely assured of His blessings. We do not have to wonder whether He will keep His promises, whether He will change His mind sometime in the future. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this when he says, "If we die with Him, we will also live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we disown Him, He will disown us. If we are faithless, He will remain faithful, for He cannot disown Himself." Our Lord is not one who says He loves us and then remains in the heavens, unconcerned about our daily life and struggle. He is concerned with everything that happens. He fulfills all our needs and desires, no matter how small and trivial they may seem. Those of you who are young people listening to this broadcast many times have needs in your life that adults do not seem to understand. You may be concerned about part-time work, a job after school, or money for your college education. You may be worried about your schoolwork, your relationship with another young person, or with your parents. Take courage and rejoice. From the Word of God, you can be absolutely sure that your Heavenly Father is aware of your needs. He is asking you to come to Him in prayer. He will help you. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you ask the Father in My name, He will give it to you." Have you recently been married? The daily newspapers are full of the many challenges you face. The increasing difficulty of owning your own home, the challenge of raising children in an increasingly permissive society, and the unending struggle of trying to save money for the future of your children's education. Even though there may be days when life seems impossible, don't despair. Your Heavenly Father knows your needs. He understands your needs. He sympathizes with your needs. The Holy Scriptures tell us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Like His other promises, this promise of God is totally trustworthy. You can plan your entire life around it. Our Lord does not say He is going to place a Cadillac or a Mercedes-Benz automobile in every garage. He does assure us, however, that we will never lack the necessities of life. When the Lord spoke to His people in the days of Malachi the prophet, He said, "Bring all your tenth parts into the storehouses so there will be food in my temple, and please test me in this way. See if I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour out a blessing for you until there is more than enough." Perhaps no age group in our country faces more anxiety than those of you who are close to retirement or have already retired, those of you known as senior citizens. Your expenses for food, rent, clothing, and other basic necessities of life constantly increase. At the same time, the purchasing power of welfare money, Social Security checks, and other income continues to decrease. Even though your situation often seems desperate and hopeless, be assured from the Word of God that the Lord knows your every need. The Holy Scriptures tell us that not even one hair falls from our head without our Heavenly Father knowing it. The anxiety of growing old increases when we realize life will soon be over. What will be next? Is there life after death? How can we be sure? Will there be a heaven? Will some people actually go to hell? While these questions become increasingly more important to senior citizens, they also affect every age group. All you who are listening today, they also affect you. These questions involve the very existence of everyone, no matter what age. We need not be afraid to face these important questions of life. God has provided for our eternal existence after this life is over. He has a plan whereby we can be with Him forever in joy and bliss. It is a terrible tragedy that many people reject His plan by rejecting our Lord or by just remaining indifferent to Him. Our Lord tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, that He is, right now, preparing a place for us. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, He said He was going to prepare a place for us so that we might be with Him. The Holy Scriptures also teach that not everyone will go to heaven. Only those who repent of their sin and turn to God will someday be welcomed into the eternal mansions. Those who, by faith, trust in the forgiving power of the blood of Jesus Christ will be saved from eternal destruction in the fires of hell. A clear example of this is given in the book of Malachi. In the days of the prophet Malachi, the people were becoming very indifferent to the Lord and His will. Their worship services were pathetic. Their hearts were not in their worship. The Lord said He would prefer to have the temple doors closed than to receive such meaningless worship. The offerings of the people were equally bad. Animals brought for sacrifice were sick and of no value. Immorality was rampant among the people as well as the clergy. God sent Malachi, His prophet, to warn the people to repent and to change their ways. Malachi said, "The day will come burning like a furnace, and all who defy God and all who do wrong will be straw. The coming day will burn them, leaving no root or branch of them." But God also extended His changeless love and mercy to the people when He said, "But I, the Lord, have not changed. Return to me, and I will return to you." The Scriptures tell us that those who respected the Lord listened and turned back to Him. He said that on the day of judgment, they would be His precious possessions. The Lord said, "On that day, you will again see the difference between the righteous person and a wicked person, one who serves God and one who doesn't." God has not changed from the days of the prophet Malachi. His wrath and anger thunder against sin. He would sooner have the doors of all churches in our own country closed than to have people worship him with an indifferent heart, as often happens today. He would sooner have no offering than to receive leftovers, a little bit of money left over after we have made monthly payments on all the luxuries we are convinced we need. Like the people in the days of the prophet Malachi, we have thumbed our noses at the Lord. We have gone our own way. We have rejected his mercy and love. Through his living word, our Lord reminds us, I am the Lord, I change not. His promises have not changed. His warning of judgment has also not changed. The Holy Scriptures remind us, the day will come burning like a furnace, and all who defy God and all who do wrong will be straw. The coming day will burn them. Perhaps you have been indifferent to God and his will. Perhaps you have gone for days without thanking him for the many blessings he has given you. Perhaps even now, as you listen to this broadcast, you feel no desire to attend church and to worship him. Maybe your offerings to him have been leftovers at best. Things you had left over after you satisfied your own selfish desire. God is speaking to you today from his holy word when he says, Return to me, and I will return to you. Just as the prodigal son returned to his father, you and I must also repent of our outright sins and indifference. Our heavenly Father is waiting for us to return to him. It is impossible for us to do anything to regain his favor. Our Lord has done everything. He has a plan whereby we can return to him. Instead of requiring that we pay the penalty for the sins we committed, he has placed all these terrible sins on Christ. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he died for us and for the sins of the entire world. Our Heavenly Father now invites you to receive, by faith, his plan of salvation for your life. He has done everything. All we do is receive it. Forgiveness and salvation is an outright gift. There are no strings attached. In his wonderful love and grace, God has taken care of sin once and for all. All sin was charged against Jesus Christ. The righteousness of Christ was credited to us. When you repent of your sins, you are at that very moment forgiven, declared righteous, and a place is immediately reserved for you in heaven. Repent of your sins today. Return to your Lord. By faith receive the salvation he offers you through his grace. Don't delay. Don't wait another day. If you have experienced in your life a great disappointment of having close friends turn against you, rejoice. God is different. God's love and promises never change. The Holy Scriptures declare, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, just as you reminded the people in the days of the prophet Malachi that you love them, reassure us of this same beautiful message today. Lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit to direct all our efforts, worship, and attention toward you. Move us by the power of your Holy Spirit to bring acceptable offerings to you. Turn us from ungodly and unrighteous living and restore us in the joy of serving you forevermore. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.